The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
So, hello on this Monday morning. Welcome. And this week we'll continue the series that are more based on the Introduction to Mindfulness course that I teach, and add something which, for a week, something that on occasion I've added to the Intro to Meditation course as one of the foundations of mindfulness, one of the basic areas. And it has to do with, can be called mindfulness of mind, or mindfulness of attitude. And I'll talk more about that during the Dharma talk at the end of now. But I would like to, again, use an analogy for the practice this morning. And that is, if your technology, your computer or something, is not working properly, and you need to have it work, or it's important for you that it works, it's possible to get tense, trying to figure everything out and trying to make it work. And so, the less it works, the more you can't succeed, the more tense it is, perhaps. And then you start feeling kind of lousy, feeling tense, kind of miserable, and headachy. And then one reasonable, or not reasonable, but maybe one common strategy at that point, is to blame the technology for how you're feeling. And maybe then storm off to repair shop, or put the technology in the wastebasket and go buy a new one, or, you know, something. But blame the technology for how lousy you feel. Another strategy is to appreciate that the tension that's building up in the shoulders, the back, the eyes, the neck, is not inherent in the technology, but in the relationship we have to it. And whereas maybe we can't solve the technology problem, we have a lot of capacity to solve the tension problem. So if we're blinded by the technology and trying to solve it or fix it or how bad it is, we might not notice the tension. And we might even blame the technology for how we're feeling. But the pathways of suffering goes through our reactivity, our relationship, how we respond to something. And that's, in the pathways of our lives, that's where meditation sits. It sits there where we are relating, responding, reacting to what's happening. And if we notice that, the tension, there's physical tension here. The tension is not in the technology. It's not, I don't know, somewhere else. It's just here in my shoulders and my jaws and my eyes. Then we can take a moment maybe to close our eyes, take a deep breath, and relax and soften. We can take responsibility for how we're feeling, the tension. The technology, the computer, is not going to take responsibility for that. The only person who can do that is yourself. So part of meditation is to place ourselves or stay close to that place, that location, where we can take responsibility for our reaction, our response. And not have the reaction, the response, the tension somehow color what we're thinking about, what we're focusing on. Even if that is the meditation itself, it's possible to get tense over how meditation is going. So this morning, it's about relaxing. It's a very profound topic. It can seem superficial. So assuming a meditation posture, and gently closing your eyes, And maybe rocking back and forth a little bit, forward and backwards, side to side. Partly a ritual of embodiment. The rocking kind of, you feel your body a little bit more in certain places. Perhaps a little beginning of relaxing. And also helping you find center, where your sitting bones are centered, where you're lined up, your weight is balanced. And continuing the process of embodiment, to take a few long, slow, deep breaths, and use that time to feel the body, kind of a wide global awareness of body as you breathe in and as you breathe out. And letting your breathing return to normal. And as you inhale, feel some part of your body that there's likely to be tension. And if there is, then on the exhale, relax that part of your body. Relax in a relaxed way. Breathing in, breathing out, relaxing, softening, releasing. And then settling into your breathing. Just feeling the inhales, the exhales. And with kind of a feather touch, very lightly, very gently, without any ambition, as you breathe, gently relax the exhales. Gently relax around the inhales. Almost like you're softening, relaxing around the edges of where your body feels itself breathing. And if anything takes you away from your breathing, thoughts, feelings, body sensations, see if what you can relax. What will soften? And what might relax also? Is your attitude towards it? every opportunity for whatever you're aware of, gently feel your way into what can be softened and relaxed. Feel your way to where the tension is. Relax in a relaxed way. Relaxed about not being able to. Just holding the tension. And if there's no tension, no pressure or tightness, return to the breathing. Breathing gently, softly. What can be relaxed as you're sitting here? In the face, chest, belly, in the mind, in the hands, the thighs, what can be relaxed and softened? And then as we come to the end of the sitting, to see if you can relax some more. What can soften in you? What can be released? What are you tightening around? What are you holding on to? That for a few moments here you can put down, let go of, and then to stay as relaxed as you can, to turn your attention now to the world of people around you that you might encounter today. And notice if any tension returns. And if it does, can you relax again? In particular, relaxing the heart. And to, from your heart, to wish others well. To wish their day well, their life, a few moments of well-wishing that continues the practice of relaxing, opening, removing barriers to our care and our attention to others. And as we go through the day, may we keep these wishes close by. May others be happy. May others be safe. May others be peaceful. May others be free. And may I avoid getting tense. And if I do, let me relax. And with those wishes close by for this day, may your day go well.